one right... What would you call that right there?
Roast?
Yeah.
Roasted ears. Roasting ears.
Well, I thought that you could be calling that. What do you call it?
Boiled roasting ears.
Okay, roasting ears. Oh, well, that's because they roasted them, because they roasted. Okay, what do you call the top of the corn stalk up the top?
Tassel.
Okay. And that little stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shucks and that you have to brush off the ear when you take a shucks
that's
off.
Silks. Right. Corn silks.
Corn silks. And what is that large round fruit that grows in the ground that you make make pie out of at Thanksgiving time?
They are pumpkins.
Pumpkins. I almost said it. What's the kind of small, yellow, crooked-necked vegetable?
It's a potato pumpkin.
Well, no, this is a different kind of, this is not pumpkin. It's another kind of vegetable that's a crooked neck, usually, or it's in several shapes. It's the same word is used if you've got on a purse and pushed it down. But there's a yellow fruit or vegetable that grows out there. It's got a crooked neck. You skin the peeling off and you chop it up and you cook it. It's,
are
you got
talking
yellow
about the
kind?
Carrot?
No, you got a yellow kind like this and you got a white kind of, you cook it much like you would cabbage.
Squash.
Right, you got it. Squash. What's that melon? What kinds of melons do you raise now?
Watermelons.
What else?
Cantaloupes.
Right. And any other kind? Is cantaloupe named anything else to you?
Yeah, that's another name for it. Marshmallow.
Right. Okay, you got it. And you know what that kind of thing that grows up in the weeds, the woods, that springs up in the woods and fields after rain, little white umbrella-like shaped things? You can eat this, but there's one like it that's toadstool. That's poisonous. What is that thing that you can eat?
Mushroom.
Right. And what is that kind that has green, red, let's see, it's red and green all over. Red inside, red and black and green all over. That's a riddle. You know what that is? That you thump it to see if it's ripe.
That's watermelon.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what kind is that mushrooms you don't eat now? What'd you call that? What would you call it if you don't eat it?
Toadstools.
Uh-huh, toadstools.
If I don't eat.
You ain't mushrooms either? I've had some mushroom soup, but I never get it in. If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say that he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Swallow it.
Right. And what did people smoke today?
Well, cigarettes.
And what else?
Pipe, yeah. Cigars.
Right. There was a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano and...
Singing.
Right. And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be...
Laughing.
Right. He wouldn't accept the coat, even though he was shivering with cold, because he didn't want to be blank something. How would you say something about that?
It didn't want to be odd.
Well, right. And if you didn't want to... you didn't want to owe me anything. You didn't want me to do you a favor because you didn't want to owe me anything. How would you say it other than owe me anything?
I wouldn't want to borrow it.
All right, but there's another thing that you'd be responsible for paying me back. How would you use the word to show that you were responsible for my being doing you a favor?
Afraid I'd get it soiled or damaged or lost?
Well, not quite. Somebody offers to do you a favor and you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be blank to you.
I don't want to be responsible for it.
All right. How about obligated?
Obligated.
Do you ever use that?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good word.
You'd use that then. And how would you say it?
I wouldn't want to be obligated for it.
Right. Good. There's a lot of folks that really that way. They don't want to do, you do a thing for them because they don't want to feel obligated.
No, that's true.
And they don't let you do a thing. That's pitiful. Somebody asks you about doing a certain job, and you'd say, sure.